Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome everybody to episode 271 of the All Moves Podcast. What's going on, fam? Before we get started, make sure you head over to my email list. Sign up to my awareness email list. Also, fam, if you haven't done so yet and you're listening to this, please leave a review on the show. It helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time, and it helps with the growth of the podcast. It does. So if you value the show, you want more people to listen to it, you want more people to value it, or you want more people to check it out, just out of pure value, right, of what the show does to you, it means so much to me, fam, so much to me. If you could just leave a review, it helps, it works. So with that being said, let's get into it. I want to talk about priorities. And you hear me often on this show talk about priorities, and a lot of the stuff that I say, it's people can repeat the word. They can repeat what I'm saying, but they don't fully understand. It's like, okay, I get it. It's be what you prioritize. I get it. But I want to go deeper into it. Priorities, fam. What you value and what you care about and what you find important in all areas of your life. And also, most of it comes from the foundation. This is why I will say the quote, how you do anything is how you do everything. Because there's a foundation, right? There's a priority that you have. Because you prioritize this, whatever this is, that comes with a result. So what you care about, fam, now that is good, bad, right, or wrong. We have a problem with labeling things. Let's just look at it. What you care about will determine how you react and respond in any situation. What you care about. So, for example, if part of your foundation of who you are, you have a defensive mentality, right? Out of fear, out of not understanding certain things, not being prepared, lack of preparation. So you have a defensive mentality. So you're waiting to react to something, right? You're very afraid, right? So that comes with a lifestyle, that comes with a result, that comes with a, it will determine when something happens in your life, how you approach a situation. Now you have an offense mentality where you're saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make this move, I'm going to be in control of the moves that I make. Then you're going into every situation the most prepared, right? The most ready. You're ready to react. You're ready to respond to whatever comes your way. You're ready to adjust in a way that you're playing your game, right? And my jiu-jitsu coach says this all the time. He's like, play your game. Play your game. What most people do is they wait to, okay, because they're afraid or they don't know, they're playing it too safe. It's like, okay, I'm waiting to react to what you're doing. Versus playing your game and having that person react to you. So that's an example, right, of a priority. And a lot of people don't know, they're not aware of what they prioritize because they don't understand themselves. So most people just exist and they're going through life and they're just reacting to everything. They're not aware of themselves. They don't understand yourself. This is why I say the quote, when you understand yourself, you understand others, right? Because you understand priorities. It's that. you understand when you, within yourself what you value as important. You see it as important to do this, to live like this, and we're gonna go down different examples. We're gonna dive into it. You see this as valuable, and because you do, that comes with a emotion, a feeling, a result, a lifestyle. There's a result to everything, fam. There's a result to everything. So whether you're aware of it or not, there's a result. So the goal is to first understand yourself. You must understand who you are. You must understand what you care about. You must understand what you value as important. And you can break it down in different brackets. And all of it's going to lead to a certain foundation of who you are, right? It's up to you to see it for yourself and discover it. And again, we're going to go deeper into it. So when you look at somebody who's overweight, right? And there's things that you have control of, and there's certain things that you don't have control of. But you look at somebody who's overweight, who has trouble physically, and that leads to other things, right? Certain diseases, or your joints start to hurt, but there's a reason behind everything, right? It's how do you view food, right? How do you view food? If you see it as a form of pleasure, as a coping mechanism, as something that you value as a form of pleasure and fun and taste, right? Then you're going to start eating foods that, you know, have certain flavors, and you're going to cook a certain way or go to certain restaurants, right? You're going to go to certain restaurants that have that flavorful food that you enjoy, that you like. Now, again, it's not that it's wrong. It's what you enjoy. I enjoy this. I find this. I prioritize this. I value tasting food. I like to enjoy and have fun. This is what people are saying, right? So you indulge in that. It makes you feel better. You feel good when you're having a rough day, or when you're bored. You'll go get some food, and it's that pleasurable moment to do something, right? It's like, okay, I'm gonna go do something and go get something to eat, right? So then you start gaining weight. Again, all of this comes with a result. Then you start getting weight, and then you look in the mirror, you're like, I don't like myself. I don't like the way I look. And then that limits you from approaching certain people or wearing certain clothes that you don't feel right about, or maybe taking a picture. You avoid taking a picture because of how you see, it's like how you see yourself. But you're like, okay, it's fine, whatever. You don't really want to go to the gym, right? You look at the gym, you're like, that's something that I'm not interested in, because I prioritize just chilling, man. I want to relax. That's too much work. That's too much for me. I don't want to do that, right? I'll show up sometimes and I'll listen to a motivational podcast, or I'll listen to something that, you know, will get, you know, kick my butt into gear, right? Because I don't really care. And there's something that you don't care about, right? I don't really care enough to do that. I don't find that fun, or I don't enjoy it. I don't find it pleasurable, right? Because of that, you choose not to go, or you show up sometimes. You'll show up. This is why you depend on the motivation, or depend on discipline, where I'm going to force myself to go, and you lose to that every time. Right, you'll show up once a week or once a month out of, oh, I'm disciplined, right? But here's the problem. What you prioritize, your foundation, meaning what you value as important, is in conflict with what you need to prioritize in order to get a certain result. So if you want to be at the highest level physically, if you want to be in better shape, you have to change what you care about. And there is I guarantee you will have a different result, right? when you care about it, when you actually have the foundation of it, well, okay, what is the foundation that's going to produce this result? This is why, family, if you're going to study successful people, you must study what they care about. That's the whole thing. It's not a moment of, oh, I'm going to go do it one day. I'm going to be motivational now. And I'm inspired to do it now. But your priorities haven't changed, right? Yeah. And this is why people would use a moment of pleasure, a moment of inspiration, a moment of clarity. And enough of those little moments will chip away at your priority and change it, okay? So enough of it, this is why it's valuable, right? It's still valuable. Motivation is valuable. It's valuable is used as a tool. Motivation and discipline, those are tools, right? It's a tool. View it as a tool, not a crutch, right? I'm going to be, there's days I don't want to show up. I still got to show up regardless, right? And it's like, I got to kick my butt into gear. Okay, cool. These are, see it as a tool. But when you change a priority, now it becomes who you are. So now you show up because it's who you are and what you're about and what you want to do. If I had a choice to stay asleep or wake up early at 4 a.m., there's something about me that prioritizes waking up at 4 a.m. There's something that says, I don't want to because I care about, there's something that I care about. I care about certain things that in those moments, it's like, I rather make this decision. So it's not an act of discipline. It's an act of me just wanting to do this. I want to do this. There's something that I want to do. And then there's going to be moments and days where your body's not feeling right, and then your body's not doing, like you're tired, and I don't want to do this today. And then that's when the tools come in, right? It's like, okay, these are the tools. All right, let me pump myself up. Let me get motivated right now. Let me apply discipline. I don't want to go. But then the moment that now you're preparing yourself and you're convincing yourself to show up for that one moment, right? It's like, okay, cool. And once you're in there, you're in there. But it's used as a tool, not a crutch. Not every day. All right, every day I have to just inspire my... It's like, wait a minute. So what is your priority? What is your foundation? What do you care about? Like, what are you caring about? So that's the conflict. That's the battle. You are in your own way because you care about certain things and because you value certain things is the reason why you're getting a certain result in every area of life. If you look at money, financial, right? With more money comes more responsibility. So if you do not want more responsibility, if you do not want your attention to be pulled on certain things that require more pressure on you or more energy from you or more requires more of your time, right? Then you're not going to want to make more money because, again, I prioritize having more, let's say I prioritize more flexibility as a foundation of who I am. I prioritize fun and I prioritize escapism and pleasure. Then I'm gonna look at making more money as a liability to that. It's not an asset to me. So it's like, look, I'll just make $2,000 a month, right? Because with $2,000 a month, I can live in this place here that doesn't require me to change my priorities. It doesn't require me to change what I care about, but I can live in this place here, pay $500 a month for this because I can stay the same and live here. I can care about the things that I care about and live here right now, and I'll live it myself, right? I will because I don't really care about my health, it's okay. So I'll have the dollar pizzas and I'll eat at McDonald's from time to time. I'm okay with this, right? I'm just surviving. My priority is not to thrive. My priority is just to survive. This is what people are saying, right? Now, let's not judge this. Let's study it. Don't judge it, study it. So you have to see that what you care about and what you are prioritizing is getting you a certain result. So you're okay with this much amount of money, and you're okay with $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, whatever it is, right? You're okay with working this job for 9 hours. I'll just show up from 9 to 5 and I get to go home and then do what I care about now. And then this comes with a certain result, right? All of it's connected. There's something that you are prioritizing that gets you to do that, right? And the moment, and also, hold on, everything that you care about also determines the type of people you associate with, right? The people that are in your life, the people that are in your circle, because you care about certain things, that also comes with a group of people. So who are the group of people that come together and eat at McDonald's? Who are the group of people that come together who to escape their problems on the Friday nights and to run away from themselves? And who are those people, right? Let's again, study it. All of it is study it. Who are those type of people? You know, that all care about, there's a priority, and that priority all comes together. They all go to the same spots because you care about it, right? There's a certain thing that you care about that has inspired a certain environment to be in. Right. And then you're attracted to certain people. What you find attractive comes from what you value, right? What you find important. You're like, ooh, that's attractive. Ooh, I like that. Oh, I'm okay with that. It's fine. And I'm okay with this. It's fine. It just reveals who you are. Right. So if you look at that, because you care about all these things, right? Oh, I there's a priority. And that priority says, you know what, I'm okay with making $2,000 a month, and who I am right now is not valuable enough at this moment to make more. I'm not valuable enough, because money is an exchange in value. The more value you bring, the more money you get, right? The more pressure you're able to handle, the more responsibility you're able to take on, right? The more of your time and attention you're able to give to something, you get paid more for that, even in financial, in investments, right? If you want to invest in something, you still have to take the risk to do that. I'm going to invest $100,000 in this. I'm going to invest $100,000 in real estate, or I'm going to put it in this stock. You're willing to take that risk. You're willing to say, I'm able to lose this to gain this, right? Those people who are afraid of taking risk will not invest, right? And they'll look to invest in something that is quote unquote guaranteed. And this is when people get scammed. It's like, you're guaranteed to get a return on this investment. And then you give your money and it's like, oh, you lost it because you don't understand how money works. So, you know, again, this is why the people who get scammed financially, hey, do this and I guarantee this result for you. You don't have to work. You don't have to do nothing. All you have to do is just show up. And you're like, oh shit, I prioritize that. I get to stay the same and get the result that I desire without changing myself, which just means without changing a priority. Okay, cool. And then boom, you find yourself in a position like, whoa, you know, you were told everything you wanted to hear, and you got scammed, right? And that's an awakening moment for those who care, right? If you pay attention to the details and you open your eyes, you start to see, oh shit, man, I'm getting used around because of what I care about. You know, hey, you can be lazy and a bum and make millions, do this. The person who wants to stay a certain way, doesn't have enough energy, doesn't wanna take action in life, that person is going to be like, okay, how? I'm interested, right? So again, let's give it an example. Let's go to emotional side of things. Emotionally, or, you know, there's things that happen every single day that cause a reaction in you. You know, something that you find offensive. Why? Because there's something that you care about. There's something that you prioritize. There's something that you value. you know, you see it and you live by certain things. You have certain morals and principles, and you care about what is being said, or you care about, you know, if someone says something to you or looked at you in a certain way, you're like, but, you know, this person said this, and, you know, there's something that you care about that if someone says something to you that bothered you, if that person said the same thing to me, it may not bother me, right? It's okay. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't put enough value in those words. Those words are dust to me, where I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, cool, right? Or if someone makes a joke about you and pokes on an insecurity that you haven't addressed, because you see it as an insecurity, because you value that as important, the moment one brings it out or one pokes at it, you feel attacked. Where somebody who doesn't have that, someone who has addressed these things within themselves that they don't care, someone can poke at that. You can laugh with them, like, ha, get out of here. And you poke at something at them, like, ah, look at your, I don't know, whatever. Ah, look at this, right? You'll make fun of them in a joking manner. Now you take it more light, right? So again, emotionally, you are sad, mad, happy for a reason. This stuff is not just stamped. When this happens, I automatically get mad. It's like, no, there's things that you care about, and there's a lot of weaknesses and strengths within you, right? And all this means is sensitivity. Now, sensitivity can be seen as a weakness or as a strength, and again, it depends on how you see it and what you're looking at and what you prioritize. When you're sensitive, fam, you feel it. You feel it. Now, you can feel it to understand it and study it. You can feel it to understand, study it, and respond to it, or you can feel it, and then react to it and judge it and, like, not understand what is going on. Like, sensitivity can be great, fam, but there's a lot of people who use the sensitivity where it's like, I felt that. That's all it means. I feel that. It's very sensitive. Like, it takes very little. It takes very little to feel that. So then when you feel it, it's like, okay, then you react to it as positive or negative instead of feeling it and allowing that to play out to understand it. Okay, why is this so sensitive? Why is this so easy for me to feel this way, to react to this? Or why is the sensation? What is this sensation? It's studying yourself. We're getting deep, fam. And again, if you're listening to this with a priority that doesn't really care, then it flies over your head. It all depends on what you're listening to this for and why. That will determine the type of gems you get out of it. Somebody who's just playing this in the background, they just prioritize the sound of my voice while they're cooking, cleaning, working out, whatever it is. The details don't matter. As long as I just have Anthony playing in the background, his voice is very soothing, and it just, his voice alone and what he's doing in his life is inspiring, so I just want to have his voice playing, then the job is already done, right? The job is the details don't matter. If someone's on here and they want to get something out of it, then you're taking notes or whatever it is. Or you're listening very carefully to get something out of it, right? Again, there's... it's still valuable to that person, still valuable to you. For whatever reason why you are here, you are here. All I'm saying is, do you understand why? What is the priority? That's very important. So it comes down to this. It's understanding one thing, that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. All of it makes sense. You're exactly, it makes sense, fam. It makes so much sense. It makes sense. The confusion part about it is when people, and this is what's fake too. This is what's considered fake. And this is what's confusing to somebody. Is when you will look like the person who has the priority. Let's say, for example, you'll dress a certain way. You'll talk a certain way. You'll use the words that the person who has the actual priority, the foundation of it, right? You'll use it. For example, someone cares about fitness and their success. And when it comes to fitness, you'll use the same vocabulary. You'll dress the same. You'll buy all the clothes, but the foundation is not there. That's the disconnect. The priority's not there. That's the disconnect, and that can be the confusion for you. It's like, well, I'm doing all the things, right? I'm going to the gym, I'm reading, I'm journaling, I'm writing, and I'm fixing myself, and I'm walking with my head up, and I'm saying all these positive quotes, and I have quotes all around my house, and I'm doing all the things. But your priorities are in conflict. Like, you are in conflict. That is the conflict, the psychological conflict, the battle within yourself. You're like, well, I'm dressing the part, but you're not it. You're not the foundation. You don't prioritize it. You are looking at what other people are doing and saying, okay, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to start this. But the foundation's not there, right? You can't compete with somebody who actually is providing a solution to a problem they care about or they're passionate about or what they value as important. The process is important. For you, it's like, I just want to do this to make money, right? Let's just say, I want to do this just to make money. I just want to do this to do it. Then there's a different priority. There's a different foundation, which means it's going to lead to different results. So when you study successful people, understand what they care about, not just copy what they're doing, but understand, okay, what does that person care about to produce that result? What do they prioritize? You know, again, you can read books and you can say, okay, that person likes to read. That person likes to work out. That person likes to wake up at 4 a.m. That person, you know, this is what Anthony likes to do, let's say. Anthony likes to wake up early. Anthony likes to do this. Anthony goes fighting. Anthony does. Okay, you can do what Anthony does. But do you care about what Anthony cares about? Do you prioritize when Anthony prioritizes? This is an example. You can show up to certain places, certain environments, but why are you there? Are you there to get a result? Are you there? You can go to networking events and shake hands and meet people. And it's like, but why are you there? To make new friends? To make money, to make new connections, to everybody has a different priority. And all I'm saying is the results make sense. The results make sense. Your job as someone who is the most aware in this world, your job is to understand what is it, what is the priority of it all. Okay, I want that result. What do I need to prioritize to have that? What do I need to change within myself that's getting that? And be willing to do that. If change, and this for me is the number one priority for me, change for me, fam, is real. Growth is for me, it's like, okay, I constantly want to, I want to understand why I'm getting the results I'm getting. I'm curiosity, right? I'm curious, fam. There's curiosity in life. I'm curious. Why am I getting these results? Why? Why? And the moment that you start to understand why, if you care about it enough, you're willing to change it. This is why when your priorities change, so do your relationships, so do the environment that you're in. Everything changes. You know, why marriages come to an end. We got together for a certain reason. We got together because we prioritized this. And as time goes on, right, you're listening. Look, listen, fam. Right now, there's people who think they know you. And you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. And you probably got inspired or you're getting inspired. You've learned something new or it's reminding you of something. You've grown. You've changed your perspective, right? Then you go back to the people who claim to know you the most. And they assume that you're the same person when literally you may just change your life right now, instantly with what? A change in perspective. And all that means is, oh, I prioritize this. A change in perspective will solve most of your problems. Why? Because you look at it like, oh, I cared about this. I prioritize this. Ah, okay, let me not prioritize that. Let me start focusing on this instead, this next thing instead, and then you're guaranteed to get a different result. You're guaranteed to get a different result, fam. And then there's consistency because you are aligned with what has to be done to get a certain result. There's consistency, fam, because the foundation is there. So you show up in anything that you do in life because it's who you are and what you do. Stay with me, fam. I'll be right back. Your energy is contagious. We all can see you. We all feel you. You are the example of how you see the world and how you see yourself. Do not be surprised, fam, when people treat you the same way you treat you. You set the tone. Take responsibility of that. You fix yourself up. You want quality, you be quality. You want respect, you have self-respect. You want love, you must be love. You must focus on love itself instead of loving the idea of other people loving you. You must be it. Once you are it, the world responds. Everyone will change how they see and approach you. Woo! Welcome back, fam. Welcome back. Welcome back to the All Moves Podcast. I love it, man. Those halfway marks get me pumped up, get me excited. And I know it pumps you up as well. So we're back. We're back, fam. A little change in pace, a little pattern interruption. Get you excited about the second half of the show. Listen, family, it comes down to the results you want. What are the results you want? Why are you here? You know, why are you listening to this? Why do you hang out with the people you hang out with? Why do you work the job you work in? Why? Right? And now this can be overwhelming to someone who's not interested. It could be overwhelming to people, right? It's like, it's too much. Okay, it's only too much when you prioritize something. You prioritize just escapism, or you prioritize just chilling, or you're prioritizing something that says, this is too much. Okay, whether it's too much for you or not, it doesn't matter. The results don't care about your feelings. The facts does not care about how you feel. It doesn't. It doesn't care about it. So whether you care or not, or prioritize things or not, or whether you take what I'm saying and become aware of yourself or not, it doesn't change the facts that you're still getting the results that make the most sense. It makes sense. Again, what most people want to do, and these are people who, again, who don't want to take personal responsibility of their life. When we talk about personal responsibility, it's about understanding that, yes, you are the problem and you are the solution because of everything that you find important. And because you find it important, there's an end result to that. There's something you're going to have more of and less of. There's something that's going to, you're going to be in conflict with a certain, if you have a desired result, you have to study what it takes to actually get that result. Not change, you know, wanting to wish you can stay the same and then get the result, right? I wish I could just sleep all day, every day, and, you know, and then you wonder why your relationships are not, there's no solid relationships. There's no, you know, you're making less money, or, you know, your health is not right. Because you chose to sleep all day. So there's no time to build relationships. There's no time to, like, you're prioritizing this. And because you're prioritizing that, you're getting a certain result. So change what you prioritize. You're in control of that. This is what personal responsibility is. This is why you are the problem, right? And you are the solution. There just needs to be enough curiosity to understand what that is. What is it? Okay, what is it about me that's getting me this result that I deserve? What is it? Okay, all right, I care about this, I value this, I find this pleasurable, I find this fun, and because of that, I get this result. Now, people think that that's stamped. They think that, they think it's stamped. They think that they can't change that. And that's the battle. That's the fight. That's the battle right there. The battle is, how do you change your priorities when you care so much? You care so much about the opinions of others. Therefore, you limit yourself. You limit the moves you make. You don't really speak your mind. You don't really say the truth because you care so much about the opinions of what people are going to say. And it's like, how do I change that, Anthony? You know, I really enjoy staying home all day playing video games. How do I change that, Anthony? I really enjoy this. And because I really enjoy this, other areas of my life is I'm just getting the results that I deserve, right? I spend 10 hours sitting down playing games, Anthony, and the next few hours, like there's no time for this, that, and the third, or I'm broke, I don't have a job. Or so it's looking at, and this is what most people are doing, right? I'm bringing awareness to this. What most people are doing is they're looking for ways to make what they prioritize work for them. That's all people are doing. You're looking for ways to exist in this world, and that's the game that you're playing within yourself, to have your priorities, the things that you truly care about, right? Mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, how you see everything, how you see yourself, how you see the world, what you find important, what you care about, what you value. You're looking for ways to exist in this world to get a result that you desire while being who you are, meaning the foundation, the priorities, right? And that's how people are like, oh, I'm struggling right now, man. I haven't found a way. I haven't found a way to get a certain result being like myself. I haven't found a way to make more money while caring about the things that I care about. If people actually said it, and it's not that they're aware of this. I'm just saying, can you imagine like it just spoke, like it just came out? Like, hey, look, man, I care about this. And I really, you know, this is how I see certain things. This is how I do certain things. And I'm getting this result. And it's not working for me. I'm trying to make more money, Anthony. And it's like, how? Are you looking to provide more value? Are you looking to become more valuable? Is there a problem that you are interested in solving and being the solution of? Is there something? No, I'm not interested in anything, Anthony. I'm not interested in these things. I'm not interested in nothing. I care about just this. And it's like, okay, well, you're getting that's the results that comes with that. Right. So now the questions are always is like, how can I stay the same and then get that result? Well, you're going to have to change certain things about you. It's like, oh, but I don't want to do that. Okay, then that's it. You know what I mean? You're forever living in conflict. And then people will be like, oh, but why does it have to be this way? Who made up these rules and who made up this? It's like, man, everything is value based, fam. Everything is value based. Everything is based off value. The value you provide to those around you, the value you provide to this world. Again, we are this one big ass tribe. So if we're with this one big ass tribe and you're not looking to provide value to your neighbor, the next person, to this world, you're not looking to provide value, then fam, then what are you doing, right? This is what purpose is. Purpose is that. Purpose is like, I am alive because of this. And purpose is your responsibility. It's you, right? I am alive. And the reason why I'm alive is because this is what I'm living for. This is what I'm deciding to live for, which then comes with a result, right? Comes with results. Passion is energy. To say my passion is I care about this problem in this world. I care about the details of this process so much that it gives me life. It makes me feel alive. The process, which is why I say the process is the end result. Because in the process of things, the details that most people, if you prioritize something else, is not what they care about, right? See, Anthony Minaya has a passion. And the understanding of oneself in growth, in human nature, in understanding the mind, and understanding why things are the way they are, and curiosity, and the root cause to a problem. Okay, cool, has a message. All right, well, I got to get this microphone. I got to get this computer. I got to download these apps and these systems in order to put my message out there, right? I need to understand certain things, right, that associate with my passion in order to continue to live my passion. So this is why I do them, in order to put it out there, in order to help people. I have a real problem. There's a real problem that I want to be the solution of, right? There's a lot of people who are confused. There's a lot of people who are lost. There's a lot of people who are not aware of themselves. There's not a lot of people who, there's so many people who because you see things in a certain way, you're getting a certain result. So if I can just get you to understand that alone, that's everything for me, right? That's everything, is to wake you up for a moment and question yourself. The goal is to question yourself, right? So I can tell you, do this, do this, do this. But if who you are is like in conflict of that, you're not going to want to do it. All the information is out there, fam, to change your life. There's all the information out there. There's thousands and millions of podcasts. There's new ones coming. There's content online. There's quotes online. There's books. There's YouTube videos that you're consuming. All this stuff, fam. All of it is out there. Comes down to, who are you? What do you care about? What are you prioritizing? And you can spot fakes out there. And the fakes are people who do all the details, right, without the foundation. They mimic the end result or what it looks like, but it's not real because it's not the foundation. You prioritize something else. You know, it's like the guy who's lazy, the guy who doesn't want to show up for himself, doesn't hit the gym, the guy who just, you know, eats Doritos all day and whatever, right? He's the lazy guy who sits home and watches TV all day, doesn't want to do what's best for the body, doesn't want to do what's best for the mind. And then he goes off and buys all the gym clothes and does a 1-minute video in the gym. And he says, yeah, man, I've been killing it for the last 10 years. And he has the vocabulary right. And he can say, oh, the carbs, because he read a book. So the carbs and this and the macros and the micros and all this, all these terminologies. But for some reason, you can feel that the foundation is not there, the priority of the day-to-day is not there. Everybody can see that. Everybody can feel that, fam. Everybody can see it. Everybody can feel it. You can dress successful. You can dress to impress, right? You can catch attention. It's like, oh, and then everybody's figuring out, but is this actually real? Is the foundation and the priorities there? Seems like you care. Seems like you're dressed up. Okay, cool. You're dressed up nice, okay. But is the foundation there? Is the priority there? Is what you care about actually there? Or is this a gimmick? Are you an actor? Right? Because there's a lot of actors, fam. There's a lot of actors. Trust me, man. I really want to do this. Trust me. You don't understand. Trust me. I'm on my way. Trust me. I'm actually doing it. There's a lot of actors. So it's up to you to stop being an actor. It's up to you to spot the actors. And it's up to you to actually be it. Change it. Change the foundation of it. Change the priority. Change what you care about. Change. And how do you do that? And again, that's the question. How do I do that? How do I do that? Use the tools that we talked about. Use the tools that are in place, the motivation and the discipline and putting yourself into action and seeing the results of it, right? You know, I can show you the day-to-day of what it takes to make six-figure plus, to get a certain body type, to live a certain way. But if you yourself, when you see it for yourself and still it doesn't hit, you're going to find a way to say, you're going to lose it all, right? You're going to lose it all. You're going to lose. It's like the person who gets the, you know, they're 300 pounds and they, you know, they get the surgery where they lose all the fat and then they go to being, you know, 160 pounds and then they end up being fat again. Why? Because the priority, what you care about, the lotto winner who wins millions and millions of dollars. He won the lotto, right? And then lost it all in 4 years. Why? Because his priority, what he cared about, it did not change. He got the result, but it did not change. This is what, like, fam, like, do you see this now with these examples of what I'm telling you? Things stay the same because one is like, I want the result without the foundation. I want the result without the priority. I want the result. And that's the hopes and that's the wishes and that's the complaints and that's the victim thing. And that's when all this stuff is like, I want things to change and it's so hard. Yeah, because it's hard being you. Like, that's what it comes with. Like, what you care about, like you, like, oh man, like how you see things and how you've been conditioned. And then I can go into why are you like that, right? Then we're talking about being conditioned since birth. And we in you know, having your leaders, the leaders in your life, giving you the foundations to care about, right? Which then, and then you can blame them and all this other stuff. It goes deeper into it. But once you become aware of yourself, and like, oh, you're going to have to change that. You are responsible for that. Yes, those who came before you, in the environment you grew up in, and the culture and the belief system, you cared about certain things that get you a certain result. Okay, cool. Now it's up to you, fam, to say, all right, how do I change that? And knowing that when your priorities change, so does your relationships. Knowing that when your priorities change, so does the environment. Why? Because now what you care about, you're creating, you change what you care about, change your priorities, change what you value as important. You are creating a new pair of eyes, a new set of eyes. Now you're seeing things differently. You're seeing things from another angle. You're seeing things from another perspective. You're seeing things. That's why they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. It's so much going on. How do you see it? What does it represent to you? You know, a focused picture can look like a mad picture to somebody else. Someone who's focused, someone who's driven, who's on point. Someone can look at that same photo and be like, that person's angry. Why are they so angry? They need to smile more. They don't understand. Like, what they're looking at is like, that's how it looks when I'm mad. Because they don't even know what it looks like to be focused. Right? So it's like, everything's connected, man. It's funny because all these quotes come up. All the topics of the episode come up. You know, of the episodes that I've done before this one, all of it comes up, right? It's like we see the world as we are. Do you understand why? The world is just happening and then there's you. Every day is a beautiful day and then there's your perspective, right? Could be a rainy day and someone says, yeah, like this is a beautiful day because of what they prioritize and care about, what they value as important, what they see, what is the foundation for them. It's like, yeah, today's a beautiful day. And it's like raining and thunderstorming and is, and then like someone else would be like, damn, today's a shitty day, man. This just sucks, right? It's just, again, it's, the results are the results for a reason. Are you curious enough to find out why? That's it. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.